On Tuesday, an 87-year-old former prosecutor called Ludmila Brozhova-Polednova lost her appeal against a prison sentence for her role in the trial and execution of Democratic politician Milada Horakova in 1950. Mrs. Brozhova-Polednova served as a so-called people's prosecutor in the communist show trial of Milada Horakova and was sentenced to spend 6 years in prison for the crime. It has been a protracted case with many twists and turns, but this does appear to be the final chapter. Dominic Yoon reports.
Ludmila Brozhova-Polednova is an elderly and frail woman from Plzeň and in none too good health. On Tuesday, she appeared in court for the first time ever to face charges of complicity in the murder of Milada Horakova, a revered anti-Nazi Democrat who ended up being a thorn in the side of the subsequent communist regime. In 1950, Mrs. Horakova was executed after a Stalinist show trial following months of torture. I spoke with historian Tomáš Bursík and asked him how important he thought this verdict was.
The court verdict should be viewed more in symbolic terms, but I do think it is groundbreaking in the sense that what was happening here in the 1950s, not just by the secret police and their apparatus, but also in the corruption of the judicial process, has been recognized. The crimes of the regime were not just committed by members of the security apparatus, but there were all kinds of other people, lawyers, judges, and they too bear responsibility for prosecuting numerous innocent people during the 1950s.
The court was moved to Ms. Brozhova-Polednova's home on the grounds of her health. Her guilt had already been established by the Prague Municipal Court in 2007. The defendant was sentenced back then to an 8-month prison term. However, that sentence was subsequently overturned by the High Court, which ruled that the crime had exceeded the statute of limitations. Much legal wrangling followed, involving the Supreme Court, the Prague High Court, and ultimately the Plzeň High Court. It was at this last venue that the 6-year prison sentence was handed down on Tuesday. Yet, Tomáš Bursík believes there is a larger and more important picture that still needs to be addressed.
I'll
be honest, for me it really isn't that important whether Ms. Brozhova-Polednova does or does not end up in prison. You could say that she has the misfortune, as it were, of living for as long as she did. On the other hand, I was very surprised that she actually showed up at the trial. She may be one of the highest figures prosecuted from that time, but the process should be looking at the numerous party apparatchiks and so on, working from the top down, and not the other way around.
Ms. Brozhova-Polednova's defense team had argued that the defendant was only a first-year law student at the time of the trial in 1950. They had also argued that she was only a small part of a larger machine. On the other hand, she did not express remorse or regret, other than saying that the death sentence handed down to Milada Horakova was too harsh. It is perhaps unlikely that Ludmila Brozhova-Polednova will actually spend time in jail because of her poor health, while she now also has 2 months to ask for a judicial review of the ruling.
Dominic Yoon with that report. Well, on the same day as that verdict was handed